From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 18 people were killed Friday in Syria's northern Aleppo province when airstrikes hit opposition areas. The air raids hit the only hospital for women and children in the town of Kafr Hamra, killing two staffers. That town is near the northern front line in Aleppo, where government troops have virtually surrounded 300,000 residents. Meanwhile, Syrian Democratic Forces seized full control Friday of the Islamic State stronghold of Manbij near the Turkish border. SDF told the Reuters news agency its forces were sweeping the city after the last Islamic State militants fled. A member of the Manbij Military Council said the U.S.-backed forces had also freed more than 2,000 civilian hostages that IS had been using as human shields. The U.S. Department of Defense says a prominent Islamic State leader, Hafiz Saeed Khan, was killed in an airstrike last month in Afghanistan. Deputy Press Secretary Gordon Trowbridge said that the strike came when U.S. and Afghan special forces were carrying out anti-Islamic State operations in southern Nangarhar province. Trowbridge said that Saeed Khan was known to directly participate in attacks against U.S. and coalition forces, and the action of his network terrorized Afghans. Last July, Afghan authorities had erroneously reported that Khan had been killed by a drone strike, but Afghanistan's ambassador said Friday he had seen confirmation of Saeed Khan's death from Afghan security forces. His death is the second U.S. killing of a prominent militant leader in recent months. In May, Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour was killed in a drone strike in Pakistan. This is VOA.